V.P. Loggins is a wonderful poet and author of two books, The Fourth Paradise and Heaven Changes. He tackles a health problem very common in older men, yet not one we hear discussed too often, except on television commercials. Here is his witty but poignant poem, Low T. A graphic novelty, a character you hear about daily. Sensuous grasses sway in the breeze, and you think of it. The crow calls from the sycamore, and you feel it. When Dickinson's fly buzzes, you hear the song of death, and you know it lies near you, undeniably present in the song, and as brittle as a dry branch. If you remember what time you first heard its insistent chant, you will probably remember asking yourself what the words meant. If it sounds like cicadas or the grating of iron filings, you will note it later. Hamlet famously put the age-old point to Claudius and his mother. High tea is an afternoon delight made more delightful by sweet cakes and sunshine. But this is not your age, you're told. It's a number. What a number it has done on you, you think. You could, of course, take a pill, rub some compound in the appropriate places, hidden completely from view. But then you might wonder, what is it to grow old, really? Would it be or not be like the light in the bulb burning out or the bulb breaking? Would its truth be like the play in which a youth wrote sonnets and tacked them to the trees only to hang them there no more? You know that sycamore is a pun for love gone bad, but you do not want to admit how love that's right has its failings too. So when she turns in the darkness toward you, you will try, if not for your sad sake, then hers. Have some character, you think. Orpheus went to hell and back for Eurydice, though he lost his head. What's your problem?